the Highway Trust Fund, when it was established in the 50s, started out as 4 cents a gallon. The last time it was increased, it's now 18 cents a gallon, was in the early 1990s. A lot has happened in the world since then, including inflation, and there just seems to be a lack of understanding that Americans are willing to pay for an increase in their efficiency and safety. If you take a look around the country on state and local referendums, they overwhelmingly are approved, whether it's a local sales tax or a state gasoline tax. And I think there is a lack of political will to say that, you know, we're going to have a user pay system that has worked so well. And whether it's a gasoline tax or whether it's a vehicle miles travel tax or a weight distance tax, if you're going to use this infrastructure, you need to pay to maintain it. And I think the American people would respond well to that. They certainly have since the 1950s. President Trump seems to be focused on living up to and trying to fulfill his campaign promises. And, you know, $1 trillion for infrastructure is right at the top of just about every speech. Secretary Lane Chao at the Department of Transportation has said that there would be a major infrastructure piece of legislation coming out of the administration in May. But the big question is, how is it going to be paid for? Will it be paid for with repatriated foreign profits? Will it be paid for with, the way I think it should be, a user fee so that the people who use the system pay for it? Or will it be done just out of general revenues or, God forbid, out of increasing the debt? Don't know exactly how they're going to pay for it, but I do believe that they will come up with something by Memorial Day. That seems to be their goal.